comes here for Tech Tuesday at 8:20 on Tuesdays. Unless we have a better guest, then we bounce him.
Yep.
That's usually the case. but anyway, are you a breakfast guy or no?
Yeah. I'm trying to lose weight, so you got to eat.
You look actually pretty skinny.
I'm getting there.
Are you doing it just by eating?
Eating less. And exercising, but eating less. I need to exercise more. But yeah, my breakfast routine is a couple of eggs. That's it.
And because I'm trying to lose weight, but I have zero discipline. So like, no desserts? No. For how long?
I've been doing it since middle of November.
Alcohol?
Yes. I have some vices you can't give up.
Okay. and you've lost how much?
20 pounds. No, actually 22.
And you have 12 more to go?
About 13.
And this is just a personal goal?
Yeah. I'm trying to get to, 190. It'd be nice to have a 1 in front of my number. It's, I'm getting sick and tired of always having the 2.
Yeah, I got the 2 right now. Yeah. So you want to be 2005 Eric Semmel?
I want to be like a 1995
Eric Semmel.
Yeah.
When I exercise a lot, I eat more.
Yes.
And then I justify cheating on it,
yep,
too.
Yep.
And like, it's just the culture of my house. I didn't grow up this way, but the culture of my house is like dessert is more of a right than a privilege in my house now. Mm-hmm. Where growing up, we never was the case. So like, there's always something around that
I hear you.
I can hit up.
I hear you.
What are you doing for exercise?
Treadmill, walking. I do have a little weight room down the basement, so I pick up things and put them down.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's helpful. we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. Did you see that OpenAI raised $40 billion?
I heard, yeah. I mean, there's plenty of people who think they're going to make a lot of money with that. Maybe they're right. I don't know.
Well, I guess if you are an early investor and cash out, you'll make a lot of money no matter what happens.
That's how it works.
But I'm curious of what's the ultimate way that they make money, that you pay to use a particular...
I think there's a paid service, as with most of them, there's a paid service.
And that's where they would end up... I'm just wondering where the revenue... they end up selling to Google and Google integrates it into their search infrastructure.
Well, Google's got Gemini, which hasn't worked so well, but they're all competing.
Well, I kind of like the Google search when they give me a little something at the top, though. I think that's kind of cool.
It is cool, but what's happening is the websites that are delivering that data are not getting your visit. So basically, you're getting the information without going to the site. So Google is actually short-circuiting.
It's hurting its revenue.
It can short-circuit everything about Google. You're not going to anybody's site. They're giving you a summary based on what they think you want. And that's not how the internet used to work.
The interwebs, yeah. So we're going to talk about, there's a bunch of AI stories between web crawlers. We don't have to get into that. I don't even know what they are. AI cheating, and then the image issue. Then we have more on Signal.
Yeah.
And how this has sort of been, what happened with the Defense Department has become an inspiration to malfeasance.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't even know. I had to... BSOD. Don't even say what it is.
I won't.
We're going to take a break here. BSOD. It's an acronym for something in the tech world. You tell me what you think it is, because I know what it is, but I didn't know that was the acronym and the term for it. So we're going to take a break here. Coming up on 8:16 with Eric Semmel. Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab. 9 to 11 a.m. on Saturdays right here on WTIC News Talk 1080. We started doing Tech Tuesday a little while back, and it's a really enjoyable segment for us and our listeners, so we appreciate it. So BSOD.
Yes. Not bring your own boot. No, it's
the blue screen of death.
Yes. It's pretty
much. Sounds very formidable. But who gives a, about changes to the screen? Like, why is this a story?
You're exactly right. That's why I find it funny. Microsoft is testing a new BSOD, and they're going to create a black screen of death.
Is this like, who cares?
That's where Microsoft is. And they're actually testing it out, and they're going to use a green screen of death.
So you want to get away from the blue, you're going to go to black, and you're going to use green to figure it out.
Yeah, just the whole process of this being, worked out, run out, making sure you know about your machine not working. The point is, your machine doesn't work.
Just put, you're screwed.
Yes.
on the thing. What are you supposed to do when you get that screen,
Reboot
by the way?
It.
And usually it works itself out?
You hope. If not, then you call people like us. But it's just, again, if something happened with the driver, something happened with a call to the operating system and the machine doesn't know what to do, and it's going to say it's very sorry. And, of course, they used the little frowny face. They didn't actually create a frowny face. They used a colon and the left paren to create a frowny face going on for the blue screen of death. The next one's going to have, who knows, your machine doesn't have, you know, it has a problem, and you're going to have to do something with it. It's now a black screen of death. Thanks, Microsoft.
But if it's mostly dead. If you can reboot it and fix it, then it's not totally dead.
When in doubt, reboot.
As long as goes back to my college days. Like, we've all had the experience of losing something. It happens less than because the backups are way better now than they used to be. But I mean, who didn't write an essay and the computer shorted out? And you lost everything, and you know how hard it is to restart that stuff.
That was awful.
Yeah, artificial intelligence. Mm. It's always changing. It's ever evolving. And this week we have image usage. We have AI cheating and web crawlers. Where do you want to start?
Well, it's up to you. I mean, you're the host.
What is a web crawler?
So a web crawler is a thing that's going to go out and get all the information about your website so that folks know what's going on with your website. That's where Google indexes it and does its own thing. But now there's AI web crawlers where they're actually trying to steal your information, right? You've written this great information out there on an open source website, and the web crawler, the AI web crawler, is trying to learn about the technology so they can steal it, literally. And
do you know that they're there?
You do, and you actually put a note in your website saying, robots, you know, don't come crawl me. And they're ignoring it, of course. And they're going ahead and
what do you do that in the code or something?
You do it in the code. You do it in the code and say, don't crawl me. Leave me alone. I'm sitting here. I don't want you to crawl me. I don't want you to disseminate anything. I want to do this for whatever reasons I have. And what's happening is the AI is just ignoring it, especially China AI. They're going right after all that information. And so what's happening now is instead of just trying to block them from doing it, they're actually putting out garbage information like, you know, measles is great for your sex life, or drink bleach for your health. They're actually putting that in there so the AI consumes it, right? And then, of course, when you do a search or use AI, could it come up that measles is great for your sex life? It sure could, because AI doesn't know the difference. So they're actually going to be fighting this, and Cloudflare is putting
out. Who's they?
They would be anybody who is putting out information about. Let's say it's an app they want to work on, an open source app. It's called Anubis, and there's a tool out there that these folks can use, and it's gone up like, I don't know, 300% in usage just since it went out on Wednesday the 19th. Hmm. So it's getting serious traction. 2,000 collected 2,000 stars, 20 contributors. It's really being used by folks who do not want their intellectual property scraped. And they say scraped and scraped again by the AI to read.
You might not know the answer, but how do you know that these crawlers are in your business?
It'll actually, in some cases, create a denial of service attack because it's just hammering your page, looking at it. So eventually it blocks the site? It blocks the site from legitimate use because it's hammering it so hard. Huh. So they're sending them down rabbit holes. Cloudflare is trying to help out as well. Anubis is going to allow the website to actually say, okay, are you real? Are you a human or are you a bot?
Right.
And you're going to say, yes, I'm a human, and then it'll let you in.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, Saturdays 9 to 11 here on WTIC. The other one that really interests me was the whole cheating thing, because it reminded me of like Hal from Space Odyssey or something. Like, but isn't that kind of development the thing that we all kind of fear?
This kind of interests me too. It's a great story. Popular Mechanics has it, but other folks have it as well. But it turns out AI is cheating. OpenAI researchers are using another AI to watch how an AI does its thing. And it's actually coming to answers without actually doing the work. And they're
so
using
it's lazy AI?
It's lazy AI. And it also knows the humans won't verify it. The humans won't check. So whatever AI spits out at you.
But somebody must have programmed it to do that, because they only do what they're programmed to do. So if that shows me, because if it's not, then it's doing something that's sort of, I don't know, evolved?
So AI is not really, it has this if-then all the way through its process. If-then, if this, do that. It's called a chain of thought. And basically what this whole AI cheating thing is, basically it's going to go the most easiest route rather than doing the more difficult route and actually perform the calculations. And again, it knows that humans are not going to check. And so they're working on figuring out ways to motivate it. The fact that you have to motivate your AI, well, we've heard that before. It's got a broken motivator. Wasn't that a Star Wars thing?
That's really funny.
It's crazy, but it is what's going on. And again, I kind of agree with you in that it's humans programming these things. So what do you expect? We cheat, right? It's in our nature. So why shouldn't we expect AI to
this
do that.
This is weird. And what about,
it is weird.
What about the image element? So,
well, right. So again, OpenAI, again, you just talked about all this money they're trying to make. They're going to say you can use their image generators to create pretty nasty images unless you have opted out of it. So it used to be that you couldn't create images of famous people with, you know, swastikas on them or any kind of offensive, quote unquote, offensive images. You now have to actually opt out. So if you do not want to have OpenAI create an image of you, Brian, I don't know, eating 15 Krispy Kremes because you're hungry, right? You can opt out. Hmm. And but the problem is you don't get the positives, too, of people creating some sort of image of you doing something you think is great. And so they're taking
How do you opt out?
I don't know the process of how do you opt out. It's going to be links in all this if you need to opt out. Most people won't. But it's all about the fact that they're trying to be more less censorship involved in how you use the tool. And they're trying to not judge what is offensive. Of course, what could go wrong? We'll see what happens with all this. But you can definitely opt out if you're happening to be a public figure and these are being used against you in some certain way.
Eric Semmel, Tab Computers. Again, Computer Talk with Tab, 9 to 11 here on WTIC News Talk 1080. People are trying to figure out if the signal issue with the Defense Department and all the folks in the federal government was just a fat fingerish mistake or their conversation actually got hacked into. And I think there's some people out there that clearly think that maybe there are some sort of subterfuges is the right thing. But the bottom line is that everyone's going after a signal now.
Correct. There is definitely, from what I understand, there was no hack involved. And even the thing that's going on here now is that the Russians are sending phishing schemes to try to trick people who use Signal. And this is how most phishing schemes work, is they use a topic and they try to trick you into including their device into your Signal chat. What happened with Signal, I think, is purely either somebody on purpose threw the person in there, and they didn't do a good job of vetting who was on the Signal chat. It's a secure product. It's encrypted.
Well, it's not. Is it secure, though?
Yeah, well, it's only secure as long as you're all in this. If folks in there are supposed to be listening, but that person was invited, and their protocol to check who's on the call is weak, right? But you can secure and encrypt anything. But if you invite somebody in, you know, if you VPN into your office network, but some bad guy is sitting on your home computer, they're in as you and looking at whatever you're doing. So you did all the security, you did two-factor, you connected to your business network, but the bad guy was already sitting there on your home computer because you have no security. What's secure? So in this case, the tool is secure, most likely. And what happened was either somebody on purpose put this person in. I mean, it was a pretty odd person to put in. It wasn't like a random dude. Like you getting in there, Brian. It was some weird, very specific.
Well, since it's an anti-Trump sort of figure and with a publication that the president can't stand, some people think the irony was too thick to have it have been anything other than some sort of
I don't have to be
sabotage.
Sherlock Holmes to figure that out. Clearly, somebody did this on purpose. Of all the random numbers you by accident,
right, which
put
means
in.
It isn't secure because there's no way the people involved in the conversation wanted to add that person. So,
it's secure that they're when they're in the conversation, but getting your people as part of the group, that process clearly needs to be looked at. I would say,
Eric, great stuff as always. And again, Tab Computer, they can help you out with anything. You can listen 9 to 11 on Saturdays right here, and they'll answer all your questions when you call in.